development of general anesthesia from 1946 to the present day. The Second World War proved to several surgeons that modern anesthesia had to be medicalized. The battle against the almighty surgeon and gain recognition for the anesthetist would be bitter, as much for teaching as for the Social Security, the Ordre des Médecins, the French Medical Registration Authority, hospitals, and the universities. Formal anesthetic teaching started in 1947 with a course for doctors and nurses, lasting 6 weeks with a 6 month attachment. It was reserved only for doctors in 1948 with an examination. In 1949, a special certificate of training in anesthesia was introduced, the CESA. In 1966, this was altered to the CESA to accommodate the addition of resuscitation to anesthesia. In 1982, anesthesia, resuscitation, moved into specialist training with a period of 4 years, now 5 years, making a total of 11 years for specialist training with a basic medical degree. From the Social Security, only surgeons received fees, 1/10 of which was paid to the anesthetist. The anesthetists at that time were known as 10% doctors. In 1947, anesthesia delivered by a specialist was remunerated separately but subjected to the discretion of the Social Security. It was not until 1953 that all patients could benefit from modern anesthesia. Finally, in 1960, anesthesia was separated from surgical interventions, K, with a specific designation, Corps. In 1947, Article 42 or 45 in 1955 of the Ordre des Médecins stated that the surgeon had the right to choose his operating assistants, including the anesthetist. In 1950, a commission for qualification in anesthesia was created, becoming, in 1970, specialist in anesthesia and resuscitation. It was not until 1979 that Article 45 was rescinded, finally giving the anesthetist total responsibility for his actions. Hospitals. In 1947, a competition for 15 unpaid posts of hospital assistant was held in Paris as a temporary measure. The anesthetist worked for nothing in the hospital during the morning and earned a living in the afternoon by working in private clinics delivering general anesthesia. In 1958, the hospital reforms of Robert Debray created full-time posts of departmental heads, but it was not until 1960 that anesthesia became organized into two bodies, University Hospital and Hospital. In the university sector, the first professors of anesthesia were created in 1961, and in 1963, the first established chairs were created. By 1970, the battle to establish the speciality had been won. The evolution of anesthetic techniques from 1946 to the present day. This display only concerns general anesthesia. Local and regional anesthesia is covered in the previous display. Modern general anesthesia uses three types of essential agents: hypnotics, analgesics, and muscle relaxants, the triangle of balanced anesthesia. Techniques have evolved with the discovery of new products and the development of physiological theory. Thiopentone, pentothal, was the leading short-acting hypnotic agent of choice until 1970. From 1956 to 1987-20, different similar agents were developed with shorter or longer durations of action. Nowadays, only 5 or 6 products are used, with volatile agents being phased out due to environmental considerations. Morphine and pethidine, Dolosel, were used up to 1956, but from that time, new analgesics appeared, which changed the face of anesthesia. The last of these, remifentanil, 1974, had a very short duration of action and could therefore be used in continuous infusion. The first use of muscle relaxants by Griffiths in Canada was in 1942. This allowed the surgeon to operate without muscle contraction, but the use of relaxants required the use of artificial ventilation. The degree of relaxation was measured using a nerve stimulator.